flowers, mansions, and castles. Jesus took my hand and led me out of the throne room into a big, beautiful flower garden. In contrast with the horror I had seen at the beach, the peace of this immense garden filled me with love. I began to sing with joy, and a smile came automatically to my face. The Lord picked a flower, something like a rose, and gave it to me. I held on to it throughout this visit to the kingdom of heaven. The garden was so vast that I could not see where it ended. It was a true paradise of beauty, love, joy, and peace. The aroma was sweeter than any I had ever known. This was heaven, and it was more beautiful than I had ever imagined it could be. We hiked out of the garden along a narrow, winding road that led to a mountain vista overlooking a lush, green valley. I could see animals of all sorts galloping and playing among the trees. I particularly noticed a spectacular deer that looked so strong and healthy. I noticed that these animals, which would usually be considered wild, were playful with one another. It was like a scene from Disney's Bambi movie. As I turned in another direction, I noticed a beautiful river. Along the river was a rock wall, and magnificent dwellings were situated on the left side of the river. Many of these homes looked like castles where only the very wealthy might live. The Lord said,
"These are the houses for my special children."
I was very curious about this place, but the Lord didn't take me closer to it. He only showed it to me from the top of the hill and from a very far distance. Beholding that sight, I realized the truth of His word.
"In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know."
John 14, 1-3. There was a time when I wondered if this was simply figurative language, symbolic of heavenly things. Now I know those mansions and castles are real, and the Lord has already prepared them for us. More importantly, He wants us to be with Him there forever.